Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Our biggest event of the year just got better. Justin F. gets your Ford credit financing for 70 months across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, giving you the freedom to save. So hurry in for 0% financing for 72 months. It's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. Even Ford Edge, Explorer, or the Build Ford Tough F-50. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Not available. Focus RS, Shelby GT350,
how goes it in San Diego today?
See dealer for qualifications and details. For all offers, take your retail delivery from stock by 9/6/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
When you make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics, you're making this next level performance. You're making the switch to the modern synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. You're making the switch to the same technology that won the Daytona and Indy 500 in the same year. You're making the switch to motor oil that's changing the game, Pennzoil synthetic. Stop by your local Advance Auto Parts store today to make the switch. And let's
now I see you there.
For business, then you're really in the peak business. Whether you're running an office, a hospital, or a pro sport franchise, your business is powered by your employees. So prevent first with ultimate software, cloud-based HR, payroll, and talent management solutions support your employees and ultimately your success. Because successful businesses know that putting people first is the way to win. Ultimate Software, people first. Learn more at ultimatesoftware.com/win.
You've received your INE, but have you activated it?
One minute.
You have to do so you'll be eligible to vote. It's very easy. You can even do it online at INE.mx. All you need is the folio and your date of birth. If you have family or friends abroad, remind them to activate it as well. Your participation counts in Mexico. INE.
If there is something everyone is sure about, it's the Mexican ingenuity. But it's only recently...
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, now they're looking to promote 2 million new ideas, 2 million new entrepreneurs that are creating jobs. The idea is to eliminate all the barriers, so with good ideas, Mexicans can make their country shine even brighter. If you have a brilliant idea, it can fit at gov.mx/INEN, Government of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome on Siegel Radio. This is the show with no boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Aaron Zapata's in the house, Impact Properties. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, Mumbles. I'm broadcasting.
I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone. Future reference, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course. We are celebrating today now. I don't think we're going to celebrate this first one here in the studio this morning because, yeah, it's just not the way we roll in here. Today's National Handholding Day.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to do that.
I don't think we're going to do that. I mean, if you want, we could sing Kumbaya.
My wife's not here. We're not going to do that.
Okay, good. All right. There we go. That makes sense to me. Ice Fishing Day, Lover's Day, and just for Joe Biden, today is National Vape Day. So we can celebrate a little bit today if you want. Again, wait until you have that significant other until you're dealing with the National Handholding Day. Or maybe it's your kids. That's acceptable there as well.
My wife likes the rice pudding and the books. So
okay.
That might lead to handholding.
Hey, well, you know, something, as long as mama's happy, everybody's happy. That's just kind of the way we roll here. Moving right along, speaking about happy, I'm not sure that the stock market is too happy. Right now, we're watching the Dow is only up a little bit, 50 points. Oil down 3 cents a barrel. Not really a whole lot of meaning right there. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury, it is the yield falling, prices going up. That's good for your interest rates, your mortgage rate. Not good if you are a senior citizen because your fixed income is declining. It's kind of like the government, right? Everything with the government. If you depending upon the government, it's declining. Speaking of declining, productivity declined 0.5%. The consensus was for an increase of 0.5%. So a little bit of a myth right there. Interesting coming up. Now we have talked in the broadcast with Aaron about this. Realty Track reporting that home flipping is jumped 20% in the first quarter of 2016, 3% year over year. Around 71% of the home flippers paid cash for a home compared to 27% pre-crisis. Think about that concept. Now, if you're looking for financing for flipping, now, why? I just don't get this one. If you're buying a home for the purpose of flipping a home, the idea is to make money. If the idea is to make money and you can borrow at 3-4% interest, why in the world would you take money that you can deploy elsewhere and borrow at that kind of money? I just wonder sometimes. Of course, you know me. I am not one that's going to tell you to pay off real estate just because it's a bad investment to pay it off. Real estate, great investment. Paid off real estate, not so good, especially when you're looking right now at 3-4%. Crazy. We'll move on about that one. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Moving right. I love some of the things that you come across in the news. Did you watch at all Donald Trump's commentary yesterday? Had a great plan. Actually, ironic enough, he didn't have to even come up with a great plan yesterday when he was talking about his economic plan because his competition has no plan. Think about this. Now, I found this fascinating because I do watch many, many stations. So I'm watching Hillary Clinton's rebuttal to Donald Trump's economic plan, and we already know what her economic plan is.
I'm telling you right now, we're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Okay, so she's going to raise taxes on the middle class. That is the portion of the – now, you have to wonder, here's part of the problem there. Because when she was running for senator in New York, she said she was going to create jobs, and they lost a lot of jobs. She's already told us and proven that the coal industry is on the hit list. We've gone from 200,000 jobs in the coal industry to about 40,000 based on some of her guidelines and the president's guidelines and regulations. And she wants to double down on that. So if you can become – maybe if you get up to being in the middle class under Mrs. Clinton, you're going to get your taxes raised on you. But yesterday, after Donald Trump came out with his plan, which was to lower taxes for everybody, similar to what John Kennedy did and to what Ronald Reagan did, one Democrat, one Republican, her commentary was, well, all his economic advisors are six guys named Steve, some people from Wall Street, pays her $200,000 per speech, and nothing of any substance. So I guess that's the variance that we get to deal with as we look at these two individuals running for president of the United States. More taxes on the middle class and lost jobs, or the unknown. And I'm going to share this. You know me, I'm a straight out guy. Who knows what Trump will do? But maybe not knowing is better than what we already know, right? I mean, we know that Clinton cost us jobs. If Trump did nothing, that'd be better than doing what Clinton has already done. Unbelievable. Prop 47. Have you followed Prop 47 at all? Here, it's a interesting proposition here in the state of confusion. Now, I had a conversation just recently with the sheriff, personal conversation with the sheriff of Orange County, and she was sharing with me Prop 47 really, really hurting in law enforcement. But here's an article I saw in the Press Telegram. I think it was before they went out of business. But the Press Telegram from August 7th, a felon with 30-plus drug citations, and he's still out running around because of Prop 47. 30 convictions. What does it take to be incarcerated under Prop 47 and here in the state of confusion? I guess he can pretty much get away with almost anything. It's just amazing to me how some of these things move right along. I guess I should backtrack a little out of order here. Did you see this endorsement? Donald Trump got an endorsement from a famous name, George P. Bush. Smarter than George W., George H.W., or his dad, Jeb, comes out and is supporting Donald Trump. Think about that one. I wonder what it's going to be like. If you're old enough to remember George H.W. Bush, President Bush 41, do you remember him? Well, Mrs. Bush, Barbara Bush, I guess I got to use a first name, Mrs. Bush at that time, very, very outspoken. I wonder what Grandma's going to have to say about George P. this time going and endorsing the man that talked the way he did about his dad. Just a thought right there. You know, and to be fair for everybody, you know, like I'm an equal opportunity basher. But again, when there are good things, an interesting commentary here I saw. You know, President Obama played his 300th round of golf past week, 300th round, and he's in office 7.5 years. Now, I don't know about you. I don't think I've played 300 rounds in my life. I'm not very good, but maybe nobody wants me to play 300 rounds. But 300 rounds while he's been in office. That's on Martha's Vineyard, family vacation. And what every family do while they're on vacation? Yeah, youngest daughter went on the job. Interesting. So she's working at Nancy's Seafood on Martha's Vineyard. The interesting part of that is when she goes to work, she brings another six Secret Service men go with her every day to work. Do you have six Secret Service men go with you to work? That would be pretty interesting watching what's going on at Nancy's. And I wonder if the president had a conversation with them telling them that they should be paying more minimum wage.
Is that named after Nancy Reagan?
Could be.
That would be
great if that was the case. That would really be funny. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, home sales up in every price range other than the ones for under $100,000, if you can find one. No credit? Well, we'll tell you how to get started on building your credit from scratch. And Airbnb may bring unforeseen consequences to home borrowers. We'll talk about all that. And we're going to learn some new things. Story time with Aaron Zapata. And you don't even have to go to sleep after this. We'll chat about all of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our podcast, shame on you. But you can catch a replay, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a 6 to 10+% on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Eagle Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will relay part of the mission. Lending partners will give a credit. The title company has special polished rates. Many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need untrusted guidance. That's my message, and is your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Yes, they will get you totally underwritten before you ever go out shopping for a home. Think about that concept. Underwritten, so you can make an offer that's almost the same as cash. Gold Star Mortgage. Airbnb may bring unforeseen consequences to borrowers. What kind of unforeseen consequences can a borrower get from Airbnb? This is going to be a very interesting concept going forward. Now, it's going to all be predicated on people who are following the law. And I always urge everybody to follow the law, but I wonder if you get $100 for renting a room or $200 or $100 for renting a room on a short-term basis, are you putting that on your taxes? Well, you're supposed to. And when you do that, then you can take certain deductions, expenses, but you're also filling out a form that says you're using your property, that property address, as a rental property. If you're using that property address as a rental property, then maybe when you go to do a refinance or a restructuring of that property, is it a primary residence or is it an investment property? And which rate are you going to have to pay? Because investment property has a little bit higher interest rate. The other part of it is, in many, many mortgages, you're going to see a clause that states if you're using this as an investment, that you're, if you're taking out a property as a primary residence and you use it as an investment property, it could be subject to a due clause on the mortgage because it wasn't intended that way. Now, in reality, do lenders call the note because you've converted from a primary residence and started renting out the property? Not generally. They have it in there just in case they need to. But for the most part, what do lenders want? Only two things. They want their interest payment and they want their principal back. And if you do that on a timely basis, for the most part, they're going to leave you alone. But you should be aware of it. That way you can make a business decision. And once again, if you are using Airbnb and you're collecting money, I would make it be very, very cognizant of getting that information to your tax professional and make sure that they know what you're doing so it's all being reported in accordance with the law. That is Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. It's always fun when I get to chat with people that are out there really highly involved in real estate. I love real estate. I love it because it's not real volatile. I don't have to worry about at night, is my portfolio going to go up? And part of it's because you don't know, but sometimes the lack of knowledge is good. But you look and you say, okay, well, if I look at the stock market and I look over what's happened in the stock market over the last 6 months, some people will say it's a roller coaster. Other people might look at it and say, well, you know something, it's more like the Grand Canyon to me. We sit here around 18,000 or so. We go way down. And we come back to the surface. And then we go way down. Is that the way you want to live? Do you have something better to do with your time than watch the market and trade market? Well, in real estate, you don't have to do that. Today, we get to chat with Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties. And we can learn a little bit about real estate and fun things. Anybody that's involved, and maybe you have this scenario as well, if you're involved with dealing with public, you've always got some great stories to tell. And that's what we're going to do today, is we'll try and learn a little bit and get some experience from Aaron. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back, Ron.
I'm glad to have you. So it must be fun nowadays with everybody and their uncle. And I see you, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, Aaron's got a nice Starbucks there, but he's got a see-through cup. So we can have, it can be either, I don't know if he's got, looks like coffee, but it could be Kahlua and cream.
No. it's the Starbucks Venti Double Shot that they just came out with. I like it a lot. Yeah.
So, but the thing, the funny part is you just don't know what it is.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And rumor has it you've got an interesting story about a concealed cup.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I see where you're going with story now. Yeah, you know what? I got a call. It was only about a month ago. It was a Friday night. Got a call from a lady who wanted to sell her house and go look at some homes. I'm like, great. It was like 4:30 in the afternoon. I did set up a time to meet with her the next morning.
So it was a date night or what?
No.
She was looking for a date and called you?
Yeah, that's not going to happen here. Not at all. So I set the appointment. Very excited. Hey, next day, call, set the appointment for the next day, and got to her house to go to talk to her about selling her home. And literally my like red flag should have gone off right away, because when she answered the door, she didn't know who I was.
Oh.
Yeah. So she didn't remember.
So you think you're going to sell a piece of property, you're going to hire someone to sell a piece of property who you don't know. When it gets to the door, and you're not one of the agents, and it's a lot of real estate agents, you look at their pictures, and they don't look anything like them.
Yeah, no,
your pictures look like you.
I've updated mine. So I get to the door, and I should have known right off the bat something was a little bit off, because she didn't know who I was or what. And she actually turned me away and said, no, I don't remember. I pack my stuff. I drive away, and I'm like 4 minutes out of the house, down the neighborhood, and I get a call from her and says, oh, you know what? Now I remember. Why don't you come back? And I have a couple of houses that I also want to look at, because I want to sell and buy. So I'm totally excited, because this is about an $850,000 listing, and she's looking at another $800,000 purchase. So I drive back to the house. I get the list of properties. I sit there. I set all the appointments, and we get all ready to go, hop in the car, and we're off to see these appointments. And she's right before we get in the car, right before we leave the house, she's like, hey, I'm going to grab my coffee, and I'll be right back. So shops in the car. I drive, and we're driving, and we're almost to the appointment, and her coffee keeps spilling out of the cup. And she just said, you know, I need a new cup. Like, this keeps spilling. I'm like, okay. So I pull over, AM, PM, go in, get a coffee cup, bring it back out to the car, and she pours her quote-unquote coffee from her coffee mug that's spilling into the new coffee container that I just gave her. And it does not smell like coffee. It does not look like coffee.
Coffee with a fizz?
Coffee with bubblies, yes. Now, keep in mind, it was 10:30 in the morning, and she poured champagne from her coffee cup into the coffee cup. And now I'm freaking out because I'm like, she's got alcohol, and I didn't know what to do. And so it was one of those times where you're faced with, I've already set the appointments. She now knows I know that she's got alcohol. I now know something's majorly wrong because it's 10:30 in the morning. And she says, well, this is all I drink. And so I was like, okay, well, finish our showing and I'm going to take her back as quickly as possible. And so very erratic behavior throughout the hour that we were looking at properties. I was embarrassed by the behavior that was now coming out as we walked into some of the homes and she was interacting with other realtors. And I'm like, you know, sheepishly like saying, I'm sorry, you know, to the other realtors as she's asking very weird questions. And the whole time I'm thinking, I've got to get home. I got to get her back to the house. Like, I just got to get out of the situation. And so that was my one concern, you know, just getting back.
Just some good learning experiences that come from something like that, Aaron. Yeah. One of the big things that I like with that is when you have a level of – there's certain agents that I know of that would put up with almost anything. And I'm sure you know some of them as well. And if the agent that is unbelievably desperate or new and they're not willing to say, you know, something, this isn't right,
right,
and step away from it.
Right.
And one of the things that tells me, and it should tell anybody that's listening, is agents that are real successful have the ability of saying, hey, you know something, not a right transaction for me. And I should look at that and say, you know something, that's good. That's something good I want to hear from.
Yeah, it was because I'm in that position where I can say no to a client, especially like this one, for a couple of reasons. One is a liability reason. You know, I didn't want to take the risk of signing contracts with somebody who's inebriated. And clearly at 10:30 in the morning, she was already three sheets to the wind. I mean, it was bad. I dropped her off, came back to the office, and I started posting on my Facebook group posts like for realtors. I'm like, hey, guys, what do you do like with somebody who's clearly, you know, drunk at 10:30 in the morning? Would you work with this client? And people are like, oh, you need to help her. Others are like, walk away. Others are lending their own experiences. And it was really a learning opportunity for me. The crazy thing is I had to call the California Association of Realtors legal hotline.
Sure.
I wanted to get some advice because I had been reading in those posts that if somebody signs a contract while they're drunk, that may be void.
Sure.
And I wanted to know. And so I called up the legal hotline and they were like, is this seriously like your question? I'm like, yeah, this is my situation. And they're like, well, this is a new one for us, you know?
Well, and the other thing is, obviously, you know, this is your livelihood. This is how you support a family.
Right.
And when somebody does something like that, bringing alcohol in, you know, into a car like that, we all know that the environment and the safety issues is you're liable for something like that.
Right.
Serious issues and unfair to you, unfair to your family.
Right.
And then everybody else involved. So those are some serious issues. We'll talk more about this with Aaron Zapata when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about how do you build credit if you've never had any. I'll tell you right from scratch how to build your credit. And home sales, they're up in every range other than those sub-100,000 range, which we don't have to worry about here in California. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus% return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, What are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
With more than 25 years of experience, ATI is a national leader in restoration, environmental remediation, and reconstruction. We're proud to be the nation's largest family-owned restoration contractor. ATI has over 700 full-time employees and 15 offices across the county. Our services include 24-hour emergency response, water damage, fire and smoke damage, lead, asbestos removal, mold remediation, and much more. When the need arises, call 1-800-400-9353. That's 1-800-400-9353.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564, one of the area real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your home. You can't get this stuff online. They just don't have the ability of giving you an equity position of your property by these online tools. It doesn't work that way. You need to know, are you on the right side or the wrong side of the golf course? Not a lot of people realize that there is a difference in value just by that alone. And do you think the algorithms build that in? Probably not. Home sales up in every price range. National Association of Realtors' most recent existing home sales report revealed that home sales were up rather dramatically over last year in 5 of the 6 price ranges they measure. Homes priced between $100,000 and $250,000, tough in most of the areas that we're broadcasting, showed a modest increase at 3.4%. Sales of homes over $250,000 increased by double-digit percentages, with sales in the $750,000 to $1 million range showing the largest increase, up 16.7%. I'll post the whole breakdown right on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You can see the whole thing. But what does it mean if you're selling? Houses are selling. If you're contemplating selling, they are selling. The luxury market is a little bit softer. The real high end, be a little bit slower. You need great guidance there. But if your house has been on the market any length of time and has not yet sold, maybe you need to have a heart-to-heart with your agent, and maybe one of two things. Either you need to listen to the guidance they give you, or maybe you need to make a change. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will share some opinions with you. Yes, I am licensed in real estate. No, I have never, ever sold a piece of property other than for my own purposes. Not what I do, but I do divulge, full disclosure. I am licensed. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, get a professional equity analysis review, totally free. Text to 79564. Continuing our conversation with Aaron Zapata this morning, Impact Properties. Interesting, when an agent has to call the Department of Real Estate to get guidance, legal hotline. So finish that up, Aaron, real quick, and then we'll see if we can move on.
All right, I'll make it real quick. So called them up, and it was a great learning experience for me. Basically told me that when someone signs a contract, when they're inebriated, it does not automatically void the contract. It doesn't mean it's null and void. It says it is voidable, however. So if they were to come back later when they're not drunk or whatever and to petition or go to court and saying, hey, I signed this when I was drunk and I didn't know what I was doing, then the contract can become void. And so that was what all I needed really to make a decision to move on and, you know, wish her the best. And I let her know that I wouldn't be the agent that would be able to help her with her transaction. And honestly, I don't know any agent that wants to put themselves in that risk. And my prayer for her is that her family would come around her and help her out. She didn't want her family to know what she was doing. And that was another red flag for me. I thought,
yeah,
okay, like,
we're going to have a lot of problems right there.
I had like 900 red flags. So it was the best thing for me. And for,
and don't take what Aaron said as legal advice.
Yes,
he's,
I'm not
just
an
sharing.
I'm
we're just
sharing what
our
I learned.
Own knowledge. Want to make sure we cover ourselves there.
That's right. I'm not an attorney.
So let's talk a little bit about some more fun stuff. I mean, the stories of real estate are always fun, but right now we're in a whole different world in real estate. I see a lot of people. Unfortunately, I think the last number I saw, there was like 19,000 licensed real estate people. I wouldn't say professionals.
Yes, they hold a license
in Orange County,
yes.
And many of us are not qualified. Like, and I include myself in that category. Not qualified to even write a contract.
Yeah.
Right? So where do you see the industry going? I mean, everybody and their mother can go on Google and find out almost anything they want about a property.
Well, it used to be that the agents controlled the information
for
housing and properties, and that's what brought value to the table was, hey, we can get you into homes because we know what homes are available and you don't. But all that available, that all the information is now online. Anybody can go to all those websites and try to get the value of their home. They think they can do all the realtor's job. So what we've found is that the realtor's value now is really in protecting and making sure that the process of the sale goes through as it's supposed to. You know, so you have a real professional that understands how to write a contract, what escrow process is like, what the lenders are supposed to do or not do, and someone that can help monitor that progress to get you from point A to point B without going off the tracks.
And I think another portion of that, and I agree with you completely, because even I have people that come to me on a regular basis and go to our lending team on a regular basis and say, I want to buy a house from my mom. And I say, okay, who's the realtor that's going to handle that?
And they say, why do I need a realtor?
Right.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is exactly the answer is, there's a lot of legal issues that come up, and who's going to guide you with that?
Yeah, disclosures are one thing, but even from the seller's standpoint of marketing, make sure you get a fair value for your home. And that's where really the realtors can come in and really help from the beginning. I have realtors that ask me, my competing agents text me quietly, you know, and say, hey, what do you think about the price of my home? And I'll go and do an analysis for them. And I'll be like, well, you've got to put new photos, or you need to stage the house, or you need to, an agent just texted me, 2 days ago, she got a $50,000 price reduction rather than actually taking the steps that I suggested to get her seller the money that they probably could get. Instead of doing all those things, they just lowered the price. And I was like, wow, okay, that's one way to do it.
Sure.
Not the way I would do it, but it is what it is.
It's amazing how many people find that that's the answer. It's just a matter of, you know, the only solution is ever price. Right? And again, being a outspoken consumer advocate, it's like the government. Their only answer is to raise taxes.
Right.
It's not always the right way, though. I mean, with what you're saying, you know, if you put in a new coat of paint for $2,000 or $3,000,
yeah, absolutely,
or go to Home Depot and buy some plants and get rid of the dead stuff out front.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just make it appealing. Make it something that's going to elicit some sort of an emotion.
Absolutely. And I'm working with homeowners now, like sometimes a year in advance, going through plans for their homes and what they're going to make changes to make the maximum value and net to them. You know, should I spend $50,000 on a kitchen? No, because you're not going to get it back unless you're selling a $2 million house. You know, those kind of questions are really how we provide value. And then also just making sure that the home is marketed right, Ron. It's sad. I mean, I look at some of the photos and think, oh, there's the realtor standing in the picture in the reflection of the mirror, you know, with their iPhone in their hand. Like, that's just not good, you know. But those people hold licenses, and they're unfortunately licensed to sell, and we have to compete with that every day.
I always love the ones where you see the pictures from that you can see that someone was standing in one doorway, and they take a picture of the corner.
Right.
Right? And
love the corner.
Yeah.
Beautiful corner.
And the whole issue, and I don't even know. I'm going to ask you maybe. Yeah. I don't know if you, off the top of your head, I hate putting you on the spot, like, what does it cost for professional pictures?
Anywhere from $250 to $500, depending on the size of the home. It's really not that much at the end of the day.
$250 to $500 on a transaction, but Orange County, we're right around $500,000 to $600,000 median home price.
Yep.
Right? I mean, so sometimes it's really being dumb cheap.
Yeah, Ron, we do that even in our mobile homes that we have sold, just because it's our image, it's our brand. We want to make sure that our homeowners get properly represented, no matter the price point, whether it's a condo or a multi-million-dollar house. We still send in our photographer.
You know, something that's an interesting concept that you just brought up there, and a lot of people will gloss over that. A picture on an inexpensive property or low price, maybe a starter home, can tell you just as much about the realtor as the million-dollar listing.
Correct.
Right? I mean, if they're doing a slotty job, it's their image, right? I mean,
absolutely.
If someone says, I don't want to have professional pictures, okay, well, do I want my name as a professional associated with that?
Yeah. Honestly, I look at realtors to recruit to my company now, and one of the things I do is look at the photos that they put on the MLS. And if
multiple listing service.
Yeah, the multiple listing service. If it's really bad photos, I'm probably not going to call them and recruit them to my company, because they clearly aren't taking the investment in their own career and in their seller's best interest to do what's right by the client. So that's one thing that we do look at every day.
And so there's a point there. If somebody and most people don't understand real estate as far as the business side of it.
Right.
Right. So as a broker, when you bring somebody in, you're brokering the transaction. They go out and do the sales and there's a split. It's not like you're paying them a salary.
Correct.
And you're basically saying, I don't want to split anything with you because I don't want to associate with you.
Correct.
Right? So there's a big thing to be said. Now, there are some companies that if you can fog a mirror, they'll bring you in.
Sure.
Right? I mean, but I had an agent on just recently or a manager, and his comment was, we look as much at who we want to invite out as we want to invite in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it says something about all the other people in the office too.
Well, there's coming right now an age of what I call the professional realtor, because of the complexity of technology and marketing and all of the different social media tools. Like, you really have to know your stuff, not just the process, but everything involved, because it is increasingly becoming complex to be a realtor. So there's a huge gap between, hey, I just got my license and I'm going to sell my uncle's house, to I do this full time. I'm professional. I have a team that I work with. I have vendors that I have vetted, and we have a whole process that we put in place to help you sell your home. That's a different person than the person that is like, I don't know, I just got my license and can I sell your home? It's completely different.
And there's nothing wrong with that person.
No, everybody starts somewhere.
Everyone starts somewhere. The idea is to get that person, if they are, make sure they're working with a team, with a professional organization, and they've got a mentor.
Absolutely. I've got some great brand new agents, first year in the business, closing 3 or 4 transactions already, doing a phenomenal job, and I'm very proud of them. So they're out there, even if they're brand new.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we all started out with our first transaction. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Aaron Zapata, and we will teach you exactly how to build great credit from scratch. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Summer's here. How's your AC unit, lawn, doors, and windows? With Hero, make your home more comfortable this summer and lower your utility bills. Visit HeroProgram.com for details or call 855-HERO-411. You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. One of the items, I started talking about this a little bit yesterday, and being that I get so many questions on it, I thought I would share this information. We had a client that came to us, relatively young person, and they were buying a new home. The boyfriend had great credit, girlfriend had poor credit, and when we looked at her credit report, the reason that it was poor credit, poor scores, was there was nothing there. So thought we might share a little bit of information. If you have absolutely no credit, how do you go about developing credit? And we're going to do it real quick here. If you need a structured plan, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. Number one, it's very simple. You can apply for a secured credit card. You need to do that with the correct institutions. because not all secured credit cards report to the bureaus. Must be a card that is recording to TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, and basically a secured credit card. You put up the money, $100, $500, $1,000. I suggest doing that with three different institutions or three different cards. Spend the money against it, pay the bills. They report 6 months later. You've got some good credit history going on. Quickie is become an authorized user on somebody else's card if they trust you. Now, this one's diminished a little bit, but it still works. Becoming an authorized user. So you want to make sure that it's somebody that has a old credit card, not someone that just got the credit card. Make sure that they have got a very substantial or decent limit and a low balance. You don't want to have somebody that's got a high limit, high balance, which is then not going to give you any benefit. See if there's a way. Experian in 2010 acquired Rent Bureau, and in some instances, they will report rental payments. Open a store credit card. Now, these generally have some high interest rates, so you don't want to use it too much. But for the most part, if you pay it back right away, you're going to be able to get the benefit of the card, but not have the expense of the high interest. So somebody like Old Navy is a good one that does that. Macy's, get a small amount. Use it and pay it. And remember, here is the hidden secret that most people don't know about. And see, when you think about it, it comes true almost every single time.
I'm intrigued.
Many people pay their credit card at the wrong time.
Hmm.
Believe it or not, you get a huge amount of people that will pay their – they run up their credit card, especially business people. Run up – you put everything on a credit card so they get points. Get the statement, pay it in full. Well, guess what? You've done yourself absolutely no good because you're sending in the payment when your card is at the highest utilization rate of the month. So here's the trick. Go onto your credit card company's website. Find out what your balance is about a week before your statement closing date, not the due date, statement closing date. Make the payment so it posts before the statement closing date. So say you've got a $10,000 credit card, you do a lot of business expense, you have a $7,000 bill, pay that right before the statement closing date. They're going to report you having a zero balance. It's going to be great on your FICO score. Whereas if you did it the other way around, pay it 3 days later, you're going to have a 70% utilization. It will negatively impact your score. Just a little bit of help there. Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties, is with you. We've been chatting about, Aaron, I hear in what you're saying, one of the things I am a massive believer in, that anybody that's in the professional services, in the lending side, in the real estate side, you got to be an educator. That's really what we're about.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, the transactional stuff, I mean, what is that? What's that? Robert Shiro has that website, LegalZoom, right? You can go on LegalZoom and get the forms to fill out. Doesn't mean you're going to fill them out right.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah, we find that just there's so much information, so much data, so much available online that people are overwhelmed with answers. You can Google anything today. You can get, you know, a million different website hits and a million different opinions. And
some are right, some are wrong.
Some are right, some are wrong. And not all of them, and very few of them, actually apply to your unique situation. So,
and that's a big key right there, because everybody's situation is unique.
Absolutely. So you got to find someone that's willing to listen to you, you know, and then respond on your circumstance. And there's many times when we will educate a client into a different decision than they had originally planned. Some people are like, hey, Aaron, we need to sell the house because we own it with two brothers and they want their money. And there's three of them. And I said, well, do you guys need to sell it? Well, no, I live here. And so has the house paid off? Yeah, it's paid off. In this one circumstance, I said, no, don't sell the house. Just take a line of credit for a third of the value, write the check to your brother, make sure that he signs off on any equity claims later as the house goes up in value, because he wants it now. And so that family was very grateful because they didn't sell the family home where they were living. They got a small equity line of credit. They wrote a check to their brother, paid him off, and everybody was happy. That's exactly what needed to happen. I didn't need a sale. They needed the answer. They needed the right answer.
That's a key thing. And from a business standpoint and from a consumer, I'm going to talk about that from a consumer advocate standpoint and a business standpoint.
Yeah.
Right. From a business standpoint, that tells you that, you know, Aaron's doing the right thing for the consumer as opposed to just what's right for Aaron's business and Aaron's family. So that means it should generate more referral business because that homeowner, I hope,
yeah,
that they recognize the value of what you did for them, saving their house, giving them a better solution for their unique needs.
And that person has given me multiple referrals, and I'm grateful for that because that's what you do in this business is you don't chase the commission, really.
Right.
I mean, that's the worst way to make a living as a realtor. We just come alongside families, listen to their circumstances, and then provide solutions based on what they need and what's best for them, whether it's selling it, whether it's, you know, keeping it in the family, whether it's giving it to a family member, redoing their trust. You know, we have vendors that we say, hey, go talk to them first, figure that out, and then come back to us because we don't think that selling right now is the right thing. Go take care of these issues first.
And the other part of what you said there also from a consumer advocate standpoint is even though it may be a totally amicable transaction, have either the estate attorney or mm-hmm. go consult an attorney just to write up a document that absolves that further equity on that property. Not because you don't trust your sibling.
Right.
It's because you don't want to have any questions and you want to maintain that great relationship.
Absolutely. We see it all the time, unfortunately, where the house, the asset, the you know, inheritance destroys the relationships. And it's even biblical, you know?
Sure.
In the Bible, the two brothers, one got his inheritance and the older one who didn't take it's all mad. We see that still today. Where, hey, I need the money now, and how's that fair? What's fair? You know, consult an attorney, figure it out, make sure that the relationships are, you know, are reconciled, not only at the end, but also in the beginning and in the middle, so that when you do get your inheritance, you're not destroyed as a family.
And there's also a lot of tax consequences in
Absolutely.
That also, right? I mean, if you don't fill out that one form, and I never remember what it is because that's not what I do.
That's not what I do. That's right. Why I say, hey, you need to find a good CPA, and if you don't, I have a few that I've worked with. You can talk with them.
Right. And that saves on property taxes a lot of money right there.
Yeah.
Just by filling out one form the right way.
Yeah.
So it's all about professional guidance.
Right.
Now, here's the other part of that, Aaron, especially not in that situation, but here's the issue that I have with that in a lot of cases. And I say it as a consumer advocate. You may not get away with it as easily as me, but there's a lot of people that want to use a family member because they went and got a license to do real estate. And the question becomes, you're trying to help your family, you're trying to make a business decision.
Right.
And a lot of times, if your family member is not a full-time real estate agent, may not be the right solution or the best solution.
Yeah, and sometimes the family member is the right person if they're professional, if they're full-time.
Right.
But, you know, most of the time when we get the question, hey, well, I'm thinking about using my friend or my family, the questions we have to ask is, well, where are they located and are they full-time? Well, no, is mostly
sure.
the question. Because if you look at all the licenses, Ron, the reality is not all of them are full-time.
Exactly. You know,
10% do 90% of the sales, and then 90% do 10%. It's like a 90-10 rule right now.
Right.
And so you want to make sure that whatever company you're with, you know, that you're working with a realtor that's in that 10% that's doing 90% of the work.
And a lot of times that has nothing to do with how many signs you see on your neighborhood.
No, because sometimes the more signs, it just means that they're overpriced listings. And,
right.
And I'm not into personally, I'm not, you know, we train our agents not to be into taking listings. We want to help our homeowners sell.
Right.
So a sign in the yard for a long time, maybe great brand recognition, but that's typically not the best solution for the seller. The best solution, price it right from the beginning, get it sold in the first 30 days, get it closed. And then let them move on.
Absolutely. Unless you like having your house set up as a museum and you get to have people traipsing through there for 3 or 4 months at a time.
That's when they install the bars and you feel like you're in prison
for
6 months. Yeah, it's no
fun.
Doesn't
sound like
no.
fun. We do ask you, though, what is fun? Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course,
yes.
A special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 S...